Okay, Rabbosai, we're learning Yeridei Simin Kuf He Se'if Gimel. Last time we learned, we focused on distinctions between the dinim of Bishol by Shabbos, let's say, and the dinim of Bishol by Basar B'cholov, by Isurim, and we pointed out that these distinctions exist Bein L'Hakel, Bein L'Hachmir. Right? That... Right, the Bishul on Shabbos is different than Bishul by Basar B'cholov, or by Isurim, Lahokel and Lahachmir, totally different. One application of this that we mentioned very quickly is found here in the Shach, Sifkatin Ches. If you remember, we've been discussing the sugya of Tita Agvar and Ila Agvar, that we paskin that Tita Agvar. That's the halacha that's accepted, two braises like Shmuel, we pass into Ta'agvar. The Ramah has a chiddush that the din of Ta'agvar only makes sense when, let's say, the hot meat is in the Kli Rishon. Once that hot meat is transferred to a Kli Sheni, there is no din of Ta'agvar, according to the Ramah. The Shach jumps up and down and spits wood and nickels, kayadua. And the Shach says, no, that's not correct, because the din of Tita Agvar will apply even when it's a Kli Sheni, providing that it's a Davar Gush, providing that it is a substance that is a solid mound. That's the Yesod of the Shach. And the Shach is quoting this from the Maharshal in the Sefer Iser V'Heter, as well as from Marshall in the Sefer Iser V'Heter Shaloi, which is on the bottom of the Hagoy Shari Dura. This one is found in Simen Nun Aleph Eis Beis in the Mechonos and Atera Shlomo, which is the Iser V'Heter of the Maharshal. In this edition, it's on page Chuf Gimel Med Beis, in this edition. So the Maharshal says that Davar Gush is a problem, and the Iser V'Heter in Klal Lamed Vav Os Zayin says Davar Gush is a problem. However, Lo Harei Tamo Shel Zeh Ketamo Shel Zeh, and the godless of Rabbeinu Hashach, who we all know is the coolest Jew ever, is that he was sensitive to this. The Shach was sensitive to the distinctions between the Iser V'Heter's presentation of Davar Gush and the Maharshal's presentation. So let's kind of get beneath the hood, and then we'll figure it out, and we'll also see the applications to Hilchos Shabbos. Okay, that's basically what we're trying to do. So if you look in the Maharshal, we said it's on Chof Gimel Mebeis, Simen Nun Aleph Eis Beis. So the Maharshal writes that the din of Kli Rishon Kli Sheni is by a Dover Tzolo, where it's Nis'arev Miyad Ka'achas V'Nis'karer Mehera. But when you have Chatichas Basar Odag V'chol Dover Shehu Gush Kozman Shayad Soledes Bo Omeid B'Chamimuso U'Maflet U'Mavliya Shapir. Right? So it says the Maharshal that when you have a Dover Tzolo, you have a liquid, it's Nis'arev Miyad, it gets mixed up right away, so it cools down. But a davar gush does not cool down as quickly. Now, the pashtus over here, if you would ask me, l'fum rihata, I would say that all of this mahalich is really based on Shitas Rashi and the Rashba that's quoted in the Torah by us. Rashi writes in Shabbos Mem Amid Beis that the hevdo between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is simply that Kli Rishon is hotter than Kli Sheni, and the Rashba in the Torah Habayis HaOruch that's quoted by the Tor here in Kuf Hei, the Rashba is medame it to the Chaim Beis Hashchita. You get an impression from the Rashba that the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is simply how hot it is, and therefore the Maharshal is saying that a Davar Gush is taka hot. Right? It remains hotter for a long time. Now, as opposed to Davar Tzolo, that's Mis'arev Miyad, and the Niskare Mehira, it cools down quicker. Then, the Maharshal writes, Mishum hachi doichen v'oirez, achar she nis'aru, mikideo la toich kara, Kozman Shayad so ledes bahem chamin hin kikli rishon. So the Maharshal says that doichen and oires, how there's machlokas Rashi and Tosin Perek Ketam Avarchem, whether oires is rice or millet, no? The Magen Avraham writes it's a sveika d'dina. That means that you should make a shahakol on rice. According to Magen Avraham, the bracha on rice is a shahakol, and that's how Lubavitch was passing. The Alter Rebbe writes in his Shulchan Aruch and in his Dinim of Brichas Hanenin to make a shahakol on rice. I have to admit, many of my kids have messed up on their brachal spies in school when they've been asked, what bracha do you make on rice? And the answer is shahakol. So now when my little kids ask what bracha to make on rice, I say most people make mizonos. So the other day my seven-year-old said, Abba, why don't you just say it's mizonos? Why do you say most people make mizonos? So it's like, I got caught. You know, like, I don't want to lie to my kids.
So sushi is a
svek svek, huh? Sushi is a svek svek, nachon. It's very relevant for Crispix, no? Crispix is usually assumed to be a suffix because no one can figure out which side of the Crispix is larger, no? This is one of the great mysteries in life.
Probably that matter.
Huh?
Probably that matter which one's larger.
Well, what's the ikker, what's the tuffle?
Can it be what you like?
I don't think so. Ikker and tuffle are, again, Rabbi Warman's a friend of Ruch, used to say the hardest part in Shas is Ketzin Mavarchim, to be Mavar these things, but I don't think so. But basically, let's go back. So, the Maharshal writes, if I'm pouring oirez or doichen into a kaira, so it doesn't really cool down quickly. So long as it's yad soledes, but remains like a kli sheni. Because it's yad soledes, but it remains like a kli rishon. Nafgamin, and yibasa b'cholav, that what? That if it is one of basa and one of cholav, nesar hamaycho mishum basa b'cholav. Vigam nesar hakaf mibli yazu. In other words, the Maharshal is saying clearly that it's mamish mevashal, right? The Maharshal is saying that even the inyan basar b'cholav, it's the same din. And you get an impression from the Maharshal that what he's really saying is like a mitzias. Whether it cools down, I would contend that Maharshal is closer to Shitas Rashi and the Rashba, that kli rishon and kli sheni is just how cool it is. Isser v'heter, klal lamed vav dim zayin. The Isser v'heter writes that when they have a dover gush, by a dover gush that's in a kli sheni, there's no defanais hamikarais. Right? He says that there are no walls that cool it down. Meaning to say, according to the Isser v'heter, he's working within Tosis's mahalach in Shabbos Mem Amud Beis. The difference between kli rishon and kli sheni is whether the walls of a kli rishon are hotter, the walls of a kli sheni are not hot at all, right? They were never heated up on the eish. So by a kli sheni, usually the defanos are mekareis. However, by a dover gush, the defanos of the kli sheni don't cool it down, meaning. Right, and the way it's usually said in yeshivas is that the Isser v'heter tainos that kli rishon is defanos mechamamos, kli sheni is defanos mekareros. There is some space between defanos mekareros and defanos mechamamos, no?
Yeah.
That space is called dover gush, and says the Isser v'heter that kli sheni in a dover, by a dover yavesh, since there's no defanos hamekareis, so therefore it has the din of irui, ve'eno mevashel, but mivla miha bala, mida deheve irui, shenechshav l'chumra kikli rishain, afapi she'in lahem gamkim daifne hakli. Says the Isser v'heter, just like irui doesn't have daifne hakli, so also a dover yavesh, what we call a dover gush, doesn't have daifnei hakli to cool it down. And if it doesn't have the daifnei hakli to cool it down, it is mavliya, it's bileya, but it's not mevashel. Okay? So here's the thing. Nirilafi and niestati, that the Maharshal and the Isser v'heter are both saying that dover gush creates problems, but they're coming at it from two totally different directions, no? the Issa v'Heter is coming at it from the perspective of Tosfos. He's making an assumption within Tosfos that there's a difference between Defanoi, that you need Defanos Mekaviros to be a Kli Sheni. And if it's not a Kli Sheni, but it still is going to be Baileya because it's this in-between stage. It's no longer Kli Vishain, but it's this in-between stage. It's Mavliya, but it's not Mavashel. It's Befevish and the Issa v'Heter, it's not Mavashel. The Maharshal, however, says, no, it's Mamish Mavashel. But the Maharshal is coming at it, Nir Lefi Nisdaiti, from a Rashi and a Rashba perspective, that the distinction between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is more of temperature rather than anything else. Now, I'm not sure what exactly the distinction of temperature means, because Kayadua, anything above Yad Zor Ledespo should be Mavashel. However, if you look over here in the Pesachei Tshuva, Oschas Star, I have no idea what Oschas Star means. I think the pshat is that they just missed, like, the numbers. Suddenly, they went from, like, Zion to Tess, and then, like, they had one... I'm not sure exactly what happened. They got a Chas Star in there somehow. But in the Pesachei Tshuva, in Oschas Star, he quotes in the Chamudei Daniel that if you put something into a Kli Rishon and you take it out, Mamish, take it from Yad. So it's not Mavashel yet, no? You get an impression from that that Bishul is epis, a process that takes a certain amount of time. And that's probably why Kli Rishon is different than Kli Sheni, at least within the Tosfos world. Because within the Tosfos world, the difference between Defanos Mechamos and Defanos Mekaros is ostensibly how quickly it's cooling down, no? Right? That's really the question, that there's some process involved in the Bishul. So Hayotze, it seems to me that there's a difference between the Maharshal's presentation, where Dover Gush is Mamish Mavashel, and therefore the Magen Avraham in Shin Yud Ches Os Mem Hei, who says that Dover Gush is relevant for Hilchah Shabbos. No, the Shalom is, am I allowed to put ketchup on my cholent potato? No? That's a very alumdish Shalom, involves many sveikas. Right, Dover Gush. The ketchup, is it a liquid? Is ketchup like a solid? Right, it's ma'ara, it pours from keli to keli. Do I say that was the ketchup was already cooked once, no? To extract the juice of the tomatoes, right? They don't just crush the tomato. It's mamish, cooked. So that involves many speakers about putting the... I think we're machmer in general, not to put ketchup on a potato, but you could put, like, butter on a potato, no? If you're eating a milchik Shabbos meal, which is very untraditional. So those are some of the others. According to the Maharshal, so there is Bishul by Yadavar Gush. The Issa v'Heter says that there's no Bishul. The Issa v'Heter is also working within the Shita of the Rashbam, that fundamentally Iri is not Mevashel. The machlokes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashbam is whether Iri is Mevashel, and the Nusach of the Issa v'Heter is that since we assume that Iri L'chumra is Mavliya, thus meant that it is not really Mevashel at all. And Dover Gush also, Issa v'Heter calls it Dover Yavish, we call it Dover Gush, is also not Mevashel, it's just Mavliya. That seems to be a very big Nekudas HaMachlokes. And now, if you read the Shach slowly and carefully, you realize just how smart the Shach was. Right? Because what the Shach is doing is he's being sensitive to this distinction between the Yamsho Shlomo. He calls it the Yamsho Shlomo. Again, I didn't look at the Yamsho Shlomo inside. It's the Maharshal and the Issa v'Heter and the Bam and the Sharidura. He puts that together. I add cotton so far. Oh. Now, yeah.
What does the Magen Avraham say by Shabbos?
The Magen Avraham is Machmer and Dover Gush by Shabbos. The Magen Avraham Shin Yud Ches Os Mem Hei says that Dover Gush is Machmer and Shabbos. That means he's Nemengon that Dover Gush is Mevashel, which is a Maharshal approach to Judaism, not an Issa v'Heter approach to Judaism. Now, the Elijah Kramer of Vilna, who we know is the second smartest person on the planet after the Shach. So, Elijah Kramer, 1720 to 1797, the Gra in Ois Yud Zayin. The Gra says, I have an often araya from the Gemara, the beginning of Kol HaBasar, that Dover Gush is not Mevashel. Zak the Gemara, that Kol HaBasar is Asher Lahalaisayim Cholav. Frek the Gemara, why isn't it a Gezerah le Gezerah? No? So the Gemara answers, ultimately, it's a Gezerah Shemayala be'ofis Roseach, that maybe you're going to have like a hot frying pan on the table, and you'll have the basar there, and then potentially it's an iser d'oraisa of bishul of basar b'cholav ad kan divrei ha-gemara kufdalet. Right? That's what the Gemara says. Now, says the Gain, if you assume that Davar Gush is a problem, so why does the Gemara have to come on to Ilfis Reseach? The Gemara, right, we're talking about presumably cheese and meat. That's what we call a Davar Gush. How come the Gemara has to come on to Ilfis Reseach? The Teretz is, says the Gra, that the Maharshal is wrong. That the Isser V'Heter is wrong. That there's no such thing as Davar Gush in Judaism. Right? Any of you went to Gush? Right? So it's Beferish over here that the Gra Aser is Gush. Beferish. Right? Hey, I'm just learning. Pasha.
It's about time to walk past. There is something. I might pass it on. No contact.
It's Beferish. Beferish in the Gra. Now, L'cha'ora, there's room to be mechalek if I take an Isser V'Heter approach to Judaism. Ken min zagen azoy, and in fact, if you look in the Minchas Yaakov, on the bottom of the Torah's Chatos, in Klal, I have to get my notes, wherever it is, the Minchas Yaakov on the bottom of the Torah's Chatos, in Klal Samach Aleph Os Mem Hei, it's the last Minchas Yaakov, in Klal Samach Aleph, the Minchas Yaakov says, one second, look in the Isser V'Heter. He writes Beferish, look in the Isser V'Heter. The Isser V'Heter writes that Dover Gush is only Mafut Umavliya, it's not Mavashel. Memela, right, when the Gemara is talking in Kol HaBasar, we're talking about Basar B'Cholov, so you have to be Mavashel to have a problem by Basar B'Cholov. So therefore, says the Minchas Yaakov, if it's maflet umavliya, but not mevashel, so I need to say gezer shemiyala be'ofisar say you have to have a problem by basar b'cholov. Right? That's right. And the Minchas Yaakov only quotes the Isser V'Heter. He never quotes the Maharshal. Right? And now we understand the pshat. Right? Based on what we're suggesting. Oh, now.
Where was the Minchas Yaakov?
Huh?
Where was the Minchas Yaakov?
Klal Samach Aleph Os Mem Hei.
Mem Hei?
Yeah. Klal Samach Aleph Os Mem Hei. Sifkat Mem Hei. Now, we already spoke about a Chavistas in our youth, no? The Chavistas in Simen Tzadi Aleph Os Ches distinguished between Iroi Shen Nifsak HaKiluach and Iroi Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach. And he said that Iroi Shen Lo Nifsak HaKiluach is Mevashel. Iroi Shen Nifsak HaKiluach is only Maflutu Mavliya, it's not Mevashel. Right? Now the Isser V'Heter is talking about Iroi. L'cha'ora, that means Iroi Shelo Nifsak HaKiluach, and Afilo Hachi says it's only Maflutu Mavliya, it's not Mavashel. No? The Chavis Das is saying a distinction which would make sense according to the Lomdus of the Isser V'Heter. Right? The way we explain the Isser V'Heter, that you have a Kli Rishon, so it's Defanos Mechamamais. It didn't yet cool down until you have the Defanos Mechamamais of a Kli Sheni. Right? So therefore, it's Maflutu Mavliya, but it's not Mavashel. That's why we explain the Isser V'Heter. According to the Chavis Das, we have to, like, tighten it a bit. The Chavis Das is saying, Kozman is Mekushar to the original Kli Rishon, it's even Mevashel. Once there's a split in that Kesher, at that point it becomes Maflet U Mavliya, not Mevashel. Okay, Adkan, this Shtikl Torah. Let's talk for a minute about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and Iruis. Okay, two Chakiras. The first one I heard from Reb Feivel Cohen himself. Let's say I have a pot that's a Kli Rishon. It mamish was on the fire. No? I take it off. I pour the contents of that pot into another pot. So that second pot, what do we call it? Kli Sheni, correct? Then let's say I pour it back into the original pot. What do we call it?
No.
You ever thought about this one?
One and a half.
One and a half. That's like Shana al Fechitzi. So, L'cha Ora, it should be a Kli Rishon again, no? Because Defanois mechamamos, in the sense of the defanos of the kli were on the fire. So even though I poured it into a kli sheni, but once I put it back, it blibes a kli rishon. So that's an amazing kasha. In other words, we do have over here a funny maharshal, where the maharshal says that a kli rishon, even if it's not yad seledes, but you have to be machmir on it, no? And the maharshal quoted a lashon of the Yerushalmi that kli rishon, ma ben kli rishon le kli sheni, ze yad seledes boy, ze in yad seledes boy, right? The shach says that the maharshal, ma mish mitzang litvisha ivra, like messed up the whole thing, right? But right, that's really the shah is, what does yad seledes mean? Does that mean the opposite of yad seledes? Right, the maharshal understood that's the same as yad seledes, and the maharshal understands that when the Yerushalmi says that asu harchaka lekli rishon below asu harchaka lekli sheni, that means that kli rishon when it is not yad seledes bo is asur midrabanon as asu harchaka. Right, that's the funny maharshal. And kli sheni, if it's yad soled, this is mamish going to be a din d'oraisa according to maharshal. And that's why maharshal's machmir on kli shenis. No, maharshal changed all of Judaism. Right, he's machmir on kli sheni entirely. Right, we saw that the shach and taz both quote the maharshal argues on the kula that we have of kli sheni in Gansen. Right, but the shach says that the maharshal misinterpreted the Yerushalmi. No. That the Yerushalmi, it's not the Yerushalmi holds that the harchaka, the din d'rabbanon, is a kli rishon when it's not yad seledes. What the Yerushalmi means is that all of kli rishon is only midrabbanon, right? It's only min hatayra when the eishes mahalich tachtov in gansen. And that, by the way, is the way the Ran quotes it in Parakira. That same Yerushalmi. Where was that shach? That's the shach sifkat in hay or something.
Yeah.
Right, the Shach and Sivkat and Hay, right, basically says that Maharshal, like, totally read this Yerushalmi wrong. Okay, but let's go back. So if I go from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni back to Kli Rishon, if I take a Defanos Mechamamos perspective, a Taisus perspective, so I would argue then it blibes a Kli Rishon. However, if I take a Rashi perspective, that the difference between kli rishon and kli sheni is how hot it is. So l'cha'ura, the moment I pour it from one keli to the other and then back, right, it gets colder, no? It gets colder. So if that's the case, if I take a Rashi perspective, I could argue that that original pot now is considered kli sheni, al kol panim. No? Because it really got colder when it went from keli to keli. Rashi is not working at all. Rashi and the Rashba by us are not working at all with Defanos Mechamamais. Let's talk about another case. Let's say, I did this past Shabbos. I was making chicken. So you make chicken in the grill pan, no? That's the minhag. You don't cook the chicken like chicken cutlets you make in the grill pan. So then I take that chicken from the grill pan and I put it into a new keli. Is that considered now a kli rishon or a kli sheni? So, we know that according to Maharshal, for sure, it's a kli rishon, right? Because Maharshal is a davar gush dude, kli rishon, right? It's a heter kli rishon, the difference is we know. What about according to the Ramah? What about according to the Ramah? So, Pashtus is, it's a kli sheni now, no? It was in the kli rishon, now it's a kli sheni. However, there's a good svara to Taina, that the only time it becomes a kli sheni for the Ramah, when I put it into a second keli, is when it was cooked in water. But over here, it was not cooked in water. Over here, the eish mamish went into it. Just like the lumdus of a kli rishon is, right, if I accept the Taisvis approach to Judaism, that defanos mechamamos, since the item was on the fire mamish, the fire impacted it, it remains hot, so a davar hanitzle, L'cha'ira received direct heat from the fire, and then we could taina that even according to the Ramah, something that was tzli is going to be a kli rishon when it's put into the next keli. Halei davarhu. Right? This point was made by Rabbi Fivel Cohen, Sifkatin Nunhei. He makes this point, and l'cha'ira, it's worth thinking about it. Nir Lafini is the idea that just like it can't be true, like it fails the smell test, like it just doesn't seem right. But you have to think about why it's wrong, because I think it's a good svara that if I'm within Tosfos world, so taka, the fire heated up the Dover HaNitzle, and therefore it should bly a Kli Rishon, even according to the Ramah.
Is there psak or...
I haven't thought enough about it. I don't know. Like, if this is the type of thing I'd imagine the Megillah Sefer would pick up on and, like, argue... He didn't, as far as I remember. I just flipped through. I didn't like read all of his Shtik Lach Torah now. I don't know, but Nirlofi and the Estati, that it doesn't sound logical. Mr. Rosenzweig, married man.
Even from the perspective of Tifanos Mechamim, pouring back into Kli Rishon, if a Kli doesn't have any items in it, how much is it actually...
Yeah, so here's the story. If you look in the Chavis Das, Sifkatin Ches, here in Kuf Hei, he points out there is a Taz in Sadi Beis. The Taz says a Kli Rishon only blibes Kli Rishon at Kozman, that there is stuff inside it. When it's Nisrokin Hakeli Lagamri, it loses its status. However, our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, proves from like Rishonim throughout Judaism that like that svar of the Taz and the Chavis Das over here is just not accepted. The Chavis Das creates very big problems. If you look in the Badei HaShulchan, he has a Boyeurim here that's like as long as the Golos on page Ayin Reish Hey, Reish Ayin Vav, just being mefalpa on that Chavis Das based on that Taz, it creates very big problems. The Pashtus is that we discount that shita, and the lumdis why is because the fire impacted on the keli. The fact that there's some contents of the keli shouldn't change the status of the keli from Kli Rishon to Kli Sheni. In lumdis, it's a din of the fire, according to Tosis.
So going back to Nathan's question in terms of like how long is it still Kli Rishon? Let's say it's like cold.
So if it's cold, again, we disagree with the Maharshal, right? The Maharshal has his Chiddush, Chumrah, that Kli Rishon, even Pachas Miyad Seilades, is going to be Aser. We disagree with that. Okay. Right? So again, as long as it's Yad Seilades, it remains a Kli Rishon. That's what we'll say. Let's go on for a minute. In terms of the dinim of Ila'a and Tita'a Gevar, there seems to be a fundamental machlokas between the Ramah and the Maharshal. Maharshal is quoted in the Taz Sifkatin Hey and in the Shach Sifkatin Yud. The Ramah says that Ila'a and Tita'a is only Shayich when you have upper and lower. But if you have side by side, according to the Ramah, that is not called Ila'a and Tita'a. And therefore, side by side for the Ramah can only be Mavliya Kidei Klipa, it can't be Aser Bekulo. The Maharshal disagrees, and the Maharshal says side by side can be Aser Kidei, could be Aser Bekulo if the Iser one is hot. Right? The Maharshal's Medame to the Dinim of Malicha, where the Iser is Meluach, it could Aser, as opposed to when the Heter is Meluach, it doesn't Aser. Now, even though by the dinim of Malicha, when the heter is maluach, it's heter gamur. But the Maharshal himself does not want to be more makel than the Ramah. And he says, you know what? If they're side by side, we'll treat that like a case of that the tachton is kar, and the oyon is cham, and it's mavliya kidei klipa. So here also it's mavliya kidei klipa. So let's just chazer iber. Right? According to the Ramah, I only apply the rules of Ila'a and Tita'a Gevar in terms of being Oyser Bekulo if the bottom one is Cham, the top one is cold. If they are next to each other, so there's no concept of Ila'a and Tita'a for the Ramah. If they're both hot, so of course it's going to be Mavliya Bekulay. But if one is hot, one is cold, I don't apply Ila'a and Tita'a, and therefore one is hot, one is cold, it's only going to be Oser Kedei Klipa. For the Meharshal, if I have them next to each other, when the Iser is hot, so it is going to Aser Bekulay. Now the Meharshal shtels to the dinim of Malicha, but it would seem L'cha'ora as follows. Even though I'm not clear on this, but Nira Lafi in the Estati. if you try to study for your finals on the fifth floor of the library, you're more likely not to make it through the night, pulling an all-nighter, as opposed to on the second floor, because there's a cloud in the world called heat rises. And the fifth floor of the library is hotter than the second floor, right? Hachush meyer alkach. Heat rises. The Ramah understands the dinim of Tita'a Gevar based on heat rises. Now, I don't understand, according to the Ramah, what the Manda Amavila'a Gevar would be saying. Right? L'cha'ora, that's like Mikoshi Hahavana. But at least the way we paskin of Tita'a Gevar, the pshat is heat rises. Side by side. So they can't really impact on each other. It can't be that the Tita'a Asers. So, therefore, side by side is only Kedei Klipa, that's a Rambam's approach to Judaism. Maharshal is taking the approach that Ila'a and Tita'a is avart in what is Mavliya, and Bliyas somehow have nothing to do with heat transference. Right? The Yisod, the Dimyan that the Maharshal is making to the Dinim of Malicha between Ila'a Gevar, or Tita'a Gevar, and the Dinam of Malicha indicates to me that the Maharshal is working with categories of Bliya, right, in the sense of transference of taste, not in the sense of heating things up. And if I work with transference of taste, the whole Sugya of Ilan Tita'a Gevar makes a lot of sense. Right, for the Maharshal. And even if it's side by side, I could say, you know what? Just like I see by Melicha that there's taste transfer side by side if the Isser is Maluach, so also by Tita'a Gevar. It seems to me that the machlokes here between the Ramah and the Maharshal is fundamental in terms of the Havana. Now, I would contend, by the way, that for the Ramah, the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is precisely that Nakuda. No? Right? In other words, the Mandama Ila'a Gevar is saying that we're not talking about heat transfer. We're talking about a Nayadin called Bliya, which is unrelated. Again, we spoke about this in Sadi Allah.
Why would it be Ila?
What?
Why would it be Ila then?
Because, you know what? One of them has to impact on the other one. The top is always more powerful than the bottom. Kayadua. I don't know. Make up a Shtikl Torah. But it would seem that it's not a din of heat. That's klar, right? According to Manda Omar Ila'a Gevar. Right? If I'm working with Mitzias of heat rising, that's got to be Tita'a Gevar. Okay, ad kan. I want to speak about the end of the Ramah here. The end of the Ramah. The end of the Ramah says that it's Aser La'aros Mikli Shiyesh Bo Shuman Kasher Laner Doleg Shiyesh Bo Chelev Shuman Iser. He quotes from a Mordechai, Bidi Eved Ein Lachosh. He quotes from the Aruch. Aruch over here means Isser V'Heter HaAruch. Right? Now, the Darkei Moshe quotes this Mordechai, that it's Aser to pour from a Keli of Kusher into Chelev or Isser. And the Mordechai, in turn, quotes from a Mishnah in Machshirin, in Perek Hei. Of Machshirin. Right, there's a Mishnah in the fifth parak of Machshirin that is quoted. Now, if you look at the Mishnah in Machshirin, we see a... Let's just look at the Mishnah over here. Hama'ara micham lacham mitzonen l'tzonen, micham l'tzonen is tahar. But mitzonen lacham is tamei. That sounds very much like our sugya of Tita'a Gevar, which is why the Ramah quotes it over here, no? If you have tumah at the bottom, so the tumah will go up and be metama the stuff on the top. If Shimon says mecham lecham, but koychol tshot hachdin yafim misha oyan is also tame, right? Adkan. Now there's a machlekas harishonim how to understand this Mishnah. The Rambam writes in the Perish HaMishnah that this din is based on the Hevel Hacham, which is Mechaber Beinehem. Right? Which sounds very much like our Yesod of heat rising. And the heat attaches the two of them. And the Shach by us in Os Yud Aleph quotes the Lashon HaRambam effectively, that the Hevel is Oile Mehaner, and it creates a problem. It's Hevel. Taz, however, quotes that it's a din of Nitzok. Nitzok is a concept that is found more in Yerideya Kufkot Vav, based on Avodah Zarah, Nun Hei, Ayin Beis, and many other places. The din of Nitzok Chibur is basically a dinin that if a guy pours wine from the Treif Keli into the Kasher Keli, or I pour wine from my Kasher Keli into the guy's Treif Keli, so potentially that creates some sort of Chibur between the Kasher and the Treif, and that could treif up all of my Yayin, because Yayin is Oser B'mashehu. That's the thumbnail sketch of Nitzok. And the din of Nitzok is quoted here in the Taz. And the Taz, Pashtus, is basing his position on the parish of the Rash Mishans in the Mishnah in Perakei of Machshirin, where the Rash Mishans writes that's a din of Nitzok. The Tosfos Yontif points out that the girsas in our Rash Mishans over here are in Gans and Farblonjit, because the Nusach of the Rash Mishans also quoted exactly the Lashon HaRambam. Apparently some printer, the Tosfos Yontif said, messed it up. Like some printer took a Rambam and stooped it into the Rash Mishans, and the Chaora Lokar of Zauzeh, it's a big machlokas, just like we see here, it's a machlokas Shach and Taz, it's a machlokas Rash Mishans and the Rambam. The Prima Gadim over here also makes a chalent out of everything, but the Chaora, it's two different Perushim Adkan. So far, so good? Now,
he understands he rises, then Rabbi Shimon is holding. That's not
heat. So what's Reb Shimon saying? So Reb Shimon says that the heat really rises. If the bottom is super hot and the top is less hot, so then heat rises also. What about the Chachamim? When the Chachamim say that if they're both Cham, it doesn't create a problem. So according to the Rambam, I understand this. Because according to the Rambam, the din that I'm talking about is the din of Hevel. And the Pashtus is that Hevel is the halachic equivalent of the din of Zeyah, which is found in Simen Sadi Beis. The din of Zeyah basically is that liquid foods, al koponim, give off a certain steam, and the steam of Basar has a din Basar, steam of Cholov has a din Cholov, right? That's why we don't use the same oven, let's say, for milk some fleishiks, right? Because steam comes off. That's the basic idea. The Tshuvas HaRosh in Klal Chaf, which is the Makar Hadover of the Din of Hevel, the Tshuvas HaRosh has a suffix, whether a hot thing can receive steam. Ken Zayin, if I have an oven and the top of the oven is hot, that all the steam will be burned up, chick-chack, boom, before it really gets embedded in the top of my oven. That's a suffix in the Tshuvas HaRosh, and therefore it will be permitted. And the Pashtus in that Mishnah, in Machshirin, as understood by the Rambam, is that a hot thing is not Mekabel Zeya. Right? Assuming that Zeya and Hevel is one in the same. Which is the Pashtus, at least that's how the Rosh Kollel of Shachter understands Judaism. Right? That Hevel and Zeya are interchangeable. We'll discuss this at great length in Simen Sadi Beis. Okay, we will discuss this B'li Neder if we live long enough. Now, now the problem is, why does the Ramah right over here b'di eved it doesn't answer? Reb Feivel Cohen in the Badei HaShulchan in his volume on Basar B'Cholov on page 208 asks this as a shaila. And he references it over here. The Badei HaShulchan in Taruvus, by the way, does a lot of cutting and pasting from Badei HaShulchan in Basar B'Cholov, like this din. He just cuts and pastes from what he wrote.
I mean, you don't have to answer. It's kind of like random. But do you have any idea why, if somebody thinks that Shulchan Aruch quotes in terms of like Basar B'Cholov or just general Taruvus din, that he just like.
Okay, so the Seder HaDvarim in Shulchan Aruch makes very little sense to me. Like, in other words, right now we're learning Tzadi Aleph, we're learning Kuf Hei, because it's the same thing. Right?
So, like, why even, like, write it twice?
I have no. Okay. I don't understand Ki Huzeh, the Seder HaDvarim of the Shulchan Aruch. there are many areas of halacha that the Shulchan Aruch seems to me to be written in like a very messed up order. Much of Hilchos Shabbos is like all over the place. Hilchos Nida is all over the place. Hilchos Ribbis, Simon Kuf Samach and Hilchos Ribbis basically gives you all the dinim of Ribbis, and then right in Kuf Ayin Zayin you have dinim that relate to Kuf Samach, and like everything is messed up. I don't understand. Like some of the more modern Sfarim have a good order. The Rambam had a good order. Somehow Rabbi Yosef Karo, following Rabbi Yankov Bal Haturim, decided to give us a lousy order. I don't understand why. The Shulchan Aruch is clear based on the Torah. The only thing is that the Mechaber is the one who gave us the chapter headings in the Shulchan Aruch. The chapter headings were not found originally in the Torah. Rabbi Yosef Karo wrote the chapter headings according to most scholars. Whatever. We could discuss this at length.
Huh?
Like you say?
Well,
I would love to give a course in Revel about like the history of Shulchan Aruch. That would be like the best thing ever. For me. And Eli Natan would probably take the course.
I would take it.
Okay. I don't know. So, Reb Fivel Cohen asks the Kasha, how come it doesn't Aser B'di Eved? Now, the real reason why it doesn't Aser B'di Eved is if you look in the Sefer Isser V'Heter Ha'arach and Klal Chav Tes, Ois Vav, the Isser V'Heter is medayik in the Mordechai, that the Mordechai doesn't write its treif, the Mordechai writes its Aser La'arais. Aser La'arais means don't do it, but says that Isser V'Heter doesn't become treif. No Saf Al Kach, another reason why pride would not become treif, and I don't know why Reb Fivel doesn't pick up on this one, is the Bir Hagra. The Goyin in Ois Chof Aleph tainas that if the din over here is based on Nitzok, Al Kol Panim, but remember, Machlokes Rash and Rambam, is it Nitzok or Hevel? If the din is based on Nitzok, so says the Gain, the din of Nitzok is only formulated by Tumah and Yayin Nesech, which is Tolei B'Negiyah. But it's not a din in Tarovis. There's a fundamental machlokes, Harishonim. Tosfos on Nun Hei in Avodah Zarah is Marich on this. I think this is actually machlokes Mechaber Ramah in Simen Kuf Chavav. Is the din of Nitzok a din in Negiyah? Just like if a guy touches my wine, at least with shifshuf, that trafes up my wine. So that's why nitzok trafes it up, because nitzok is that there's an attachment, no? And that attachment is ki'ilu farmishing it. That would be the problem. Or maybe nitzok is a halachic category of tarovis, that the halacha views when I'm pouring from here to here, that everything up here is automatically down here. Everything down here is up there. Right? It creates some sort of tarovis. Says the Goyin, that's a machlokis in Tosis and Nun Hei, a beferish machlokis, it's just the Tosis is super duper long. Right? Says the Goyin over here that Nitzok is a din in Negiyah, not in Taroves, and as such, Nitzok is only Shayech by Yayin Nesech and by Tuma. Those are dinim of Negiyah. Tarfis, that's not right. Let's say a piece of treif touches a piece of kasher. We know what you do. Hadacha. There's no din of Negiyah by Tarfis. The Goyin hits a home run kasha. So what the Goyin is saying is the Pashtus in the Ramah. The Ramah says, L'chatchila I should be choshesh for Nitzok. L'chatchila I should be choshesh for Hevel. Right? Again, the case over here with the Hevel, the Yag Yehuda writes, is I don't know for sure that it touched the steam when it reached the top keli was Yad Soledes. Ken Zayn that when the steam reaches the top keli, it's not Yad Soledes anymore. So that's why it doesn't aser b'diyavet. But if I'm working within Nitzok land, the reason why it doesn't aser b'diyavet, and this is often in the Goyin, look at the Goyin in the end of Os Chaf Aleph. The Goyin writes, "Beperish Maharai." That's the Trumas Hadeshin Sasar Devara VeOmar Dafka Gabi Tuma B'Chinu Yayin Nesef the Talya B'Negiya Basha Inkein B'Sha'ari Surin. We don't say Avirchem Atir Misim Tzadi Dalit. In other words, we don't say Chaim Miktsasi Chaim Bekulai. So therefore, you can't taina that because a little bit of ishat, the whole thing becomes problematic because there's a little bit of hevel, the whole thing combined. You can't say that. Vizeshe Kasavu B'di Eved. Right? Says the going that the pshat in the Ramah, the reason why it's mutter b'di'evan, ani lo mevin, how come Reb Chaim Volkhov thinks it's such a kasha? How come the Ramah is make up b'di'evan when they have an ufa negra? Right? Elijah Kramer. Right? An ufa negra who says why it's mutter b'di'evan. Oh. Now, just to make two more points. One more point. Reb Chaim Volkhov is super machmir over here. And L'cha'oira, I don't know. He says that because of these dinim of Nitzok and... Right, this is like... What?
That you can't pour,
I shouldn't pour, like, from a parif pot into my cholent. Because when I pour from my parif pot into my cholent, assuming I'm not a vegetarian, so my parif pot becomes fleishig. And even if I have a vegetarian cholent, but if I use the pot previously for fleishigs, so my l'chatchila shouldn't do not banata yidei bishul, and I shouldn't pour it from keli to keli, and the upper keli is going to become milchik, fleishig, whatever, based on rules of nitzik and hevel, based on this ramon, you shouldn't do at least l'chatchila, but in lochosh, but at least l'chatchila you shouldn't do it. Ad kan divrei hagon Reb Chaim Volkhov in sifkat and samach beis. Okay, now, our dear beloved friend, Megillah Sefer, on page 208, like, says, I don't know what he's smoking. Like, no one has ever said this before in the history of Judaism. And although there is a Taz who's machmir on this in Hilchos Pesach, but in, right, in other words, I'm not supposed to pour from my Pesach to Kippah. This comes up, like, when you have Erev Pesach Shechalius B'Shabbos. So, are you allowed to take stuff directly from your chametz dekapat and with Pesach dekakelem, or whether you have to worry about nitzok to pour from Pesach to chametz, whatever the taz is machmir, the chak yankiv in Hilchos Pesach is machmir in Tafna Nafsiv Kotten Nun Hei, the chak yankiv is machmir, the Sharatzian quotes it in their Pesach Shechalius B'Shabbos. So, that l'cha'ur is a special din in chametz, which would fit in, by the way, according to what we're saying. You see, Yayin Nesach were machmir on Negiya. Why am I machmir on Negiya? One could tell you because Negiya is al koponim in Isser Mashahu. And the Isser Mashahu, right, will train, when you touch it, there's an Isser Mashahu that goes. By Chometz, it's also an Isser Mashahu. So that's why it should be Usser. Aber by any other Isser in Judaism, which is not an Isser Mashahu, right, it doesn't make sense. So, says Reb, I don't know, what's his name of the Rav Uriel Eisenthal in the Megillah Sefer, he tainos that you can't say that pouring from a parif keli to a fleishik pat makes it fleishik. That's not mistaber at all. Okay, gentlemen, this is today's installation of Judaism, and Yashin Kayach. Yeah. So we're going to go back to Tzadi Aleph Se'if Hey now and do Malicha, and then we'll see the Se'ifim in Kuf Hey that are related to Malicha. Sounds like a plan?